Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us. May 29th is recognized as 529 Day, and it's a reminder for families to take a closer look at their education savings plans and long-term goals. Joining me today is Andy Esser with Edward Jones to discuss new research about how families are feeling about education costs and what options are available to them to prepare for the future. Andy, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Mark, thank you for having me.
Andy, before we talk about 529 plans specifically, what are you hearing from families right now when it comes to concerns about paying for education?
Yeah, we've run a survey actually among households who have young kids and how they're feeling about their preparedness for higher education costs. And it was really surprising. This last time we did the survey, we found that 31% of people were saying that economic and global events have reduced their confidence in their feeling like they are going to be able to cover their future educational costs. And as unconfident as they are, half of people say they aren't sure what would make them feel more confident. So what we're doing is using 529 as that one day to celebrate the tax code provision of 529 plans that allow for tax advantage growth for education savings needs.
And for those who may not be familiar, let's talk about exactly what a 529 plan is and why it's such an important tool for education savings.
529 plans are sanctioned by every state in the union. And more than that, they allow for dollars to be used for qualified education expenses tax-free, which means the dollars that are in there can stretch that little bit further to cover increasing educational costs. And historically, back in the 90s, that was mainly meant for higher education, college costs. But in recent years, we've seen those uses expand such that they can be used for K-12 expenses, community colleges, trade schools. So because those are expansions to this program, it makes 529s a very powerful vehicle for families to save a little bit in a flexible way so that hopefully it lightens that lift when a kid goes to school.
And Andy, there's a balance here because there's also maybe a concern families often have to wonder if they can afford to save for education while also focusing on retirement and paying off debt and covering everyday expenses. How do you advise people to balance those priorities?
It is not an easy thing. And when I'm advising clients, I help them to recognize that those recent headlines that they're seeing about global and economic events, that's going to reinforce the pressure that they're feeling that they have to take care of everything. The reality is, to your point, it's a balance. It's a matter of finding out not just what your goals and priorities are, but the core values and the interests that you have that inform those goals. And then as I'm working with clients, we come up with a balanced approach that takes the dollars that they can commit to savings, making sure they're making progress amidst their retirement goals, their home ownership goals. And thankfully, education still remains one of those top three priorities. The problem is most people haven't quite understood how to use something like a 529 plan to stretch those savings dollars even further. An interesting survey finding was that 23% of people who have children would be eligible to participate. Only 23% have actually enrolled. So there's a gap that we need to close on the familiarity and the advice so that people are ultimately using the tools that are going to help them the most.
And one of the things that I can share now that I'm 46, about to be 47, is the fact that time moves faster than we believe it will when we're younger. And I now have a nephew that we raised that's 25 years old, and I have a daughter going into the seventh grade. So what you think is a slow time or not going to happen very rapidly will certainly look that way when you look back. So making those plans now and taking those steps when you have young children is a wise thing to do to think ahead that, hey, this time is not going to last very long, and we're going to be at that day of college and other options before we know it.
Yeah, a lot of times inaction is the easiest action. And that's what's led to more than 59% of people, our survey respondents, realizing that they haven't saved enough for education. It's actually sad. More than a third of people realize that they're probably on track to save less than $25,000 for future education needs. And that's just well below what the projected education costs are going to be. But to your point, starting early and getting savings, no matter how small or large it may seem, is going to help to close that gap. Because to your point, time accelerates as you get older. I have a 2-year-old now and a 13-year-old. I remember when my 13-year-old was 2, and I'm glad that we took some small steps early on to help make sure that it's going to be a lighter lift when my 13-year-old ends up graduating and going to school.
Exactly. And we may have grandparents and other family members who want to help invest in a child's future education. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say starting the conversation with them is usually the best way to start. Even before starting a savings plan is starting a conversation. That's one of those informal guidance channels that families are using more and more. You would hope that they would turn to their family members, because if anybody has a keen interest in making sure that their grandkids are able to get ahead, it's the grandparents themselves. That's why one of the unknown flexible benefits of a 529 plan is it can receive contributions, not just from the parents, but other family members, family friends. Even employers sometimes offer 529 plan contributions as an employee benefit. Usually starts, though, with a conversation either within the family or with a qualified advisor who can help close the gap between where they are today and where they want to be.
And Andy, are there any common misconceptions about 529 plans that prevent people from taking advantage of them?
The biggest misconception I've run into with my clients is that they think 529 plans can only be used for college education. And that isn't the case at all. Recent changes have expanded again the ability to use that for other qualified educational expenses, and even for families who maybe their child has benefited from a scholarship or other student aid, and there would be surplus funds left in a 529 plan. Those funds can sometimes be rolled over to another sibling, another family member, or it could even be used to help jumpstart a student's savings for retirement by rolling those over to a Roth IRA. So 529s have always been a powerful tool for tax advantage growth for education savings, and they've even gotten more powerful in recent years.
As we recognize 529 Day, what is the most important message, Andy, that you hope families take away from about planning for future education costs?
Most important thing for families to realize is that 529s are a very powerful tool for education savings. And advisors are the resource that families can turn to help close their familiarity gap, their knowledge gap, so that together families and advisors can close the savings confidence gap.
Andy, where can listeners go to learn more about 529 plans and to begin exploring whether one is right for their family?
We have great resources, including the results of our survey on our website, edwardjones.com/education savings. Or I think of the 200 colleagues of mine who are in the state of Alabama who are walking with families each and every day on their financial journey to financial fulfillment.
Let me ask you one more question, Andy. What caused you to have a passion for this type of work?
I realized earlier on that higher education was the gateway to higher compensation and really to financial fulfillment and empowerment. People who end up not having some sort of degree end up, unfortunately, less compensated. And they also end up more likely to be laid off in the space of potentially changing technologies, changing economic circumstances. I didn't want that for myself or for my clients. So I became a passionate advocate for using 529s for that tax advantage growth so that hopefully people were able to take their own resources and get themselves and their families ahead.
Andy Esser, I want to thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to help us better understand education savings and the role that 529 plans can play in preparing for the future. I appreciate your good work, buddy.
Thank you, Mark. Take care.
When we come back, we're going to take you to Ardmore, Alabama, as we have two dedications of Connie's Cabinet at Johnson Elementary School and Cedar Hill Elementary School. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
And we're back right now. We're coming to you from Johnson Elementary School in the Ardmore community. And I have with me Natasha Parker, who is vice president of the PTO here at Johnson Elementary School. We have just dedicated another Connie's Cabinet. We're glad that we could do this here at this school. We're going to be heading to Cedar Hill in just a few minutes. Natasha, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
You have exuded excitement from the beginning of seeing the cabinet that we had in Tanner and the ribbon cutting we had there. What were your thoughts behind bringing a Connie's Cabinet to Johnson Elementary School?
Well, I am the parent liaison here at Johnson Elementary, so I help a lot of the parents that need the extra food. So when I saw this, I knew that this was going to be an awesome thing to add. That way they have, if they need extra, it's here and it's available.
Here in Ardmore, what are the current circumstances or situations that you run into where you know for a fact that this can actually benefit families in the community?
We have a lot of families that I know need the help, but they're scared to reach out. And I think if this is available, that they'll take advantage of it and it'll help them.
One of the big things about Connie's Cabinet that I have really appreciated is the fact that people can quietly take, they can quietly give. And that's important when it comes to the needs. And you just mentioned that some people are uncomfortable going and filling out paperwork or answering questions. There are no questions to be asked here.
Yes. So I really hope they do take advantage of it. And I hope the community comes together and help keeps it filled for the families. So I hope it's going to be a good thing for us.
So what's your message to people in the community who have the ability and the means to support Connie's Cabinet?
Give if you can and take what you need.
Excellent. And we have with us also Dr. Lizzie Russell, who is the school counselor for Johnson Elementary School. Let's bring you to the show, Dr. Russell.
Hello.
Thank you. I appreciate you being here today and supporting this effort. And you have an inside look at the family situations and circumstances. How important is an effort like this for Johnson Elementary School?
I think it's very important. You know, families are struggling right now. We do a lot of community outreach, you know, with providing assistance in various types of ways. But this is going to be, I think you said it earlier, like a quiet way that people can come and get help without having to fill out any paperwork. They can just come and take what they need. And we do have, you know, those that are blessed are very generous in this community. So I'm sure that we will be receiving lots of donations for this. So we're excited.
And we talked about incorporating students into this effort too, where if there's a club, an organization, we mentioned Beta, that there might be an opportunity here for kids to take some initiative, some responsibility.
Mm-hmm. I think our Beta Club members would do well at making sure that it looks presentable and that everything in there is in date, and they do canned food drives anyway, and so this will be another part of that where they can get those community service hours.
What do you think about Natasha stepping up, seeing the need, and then making the call and saying, hey, let's bring this to Johnson?
Oh, Miss Natasha, our parent liaison, is amazing. She's really good at talking to everyone and seeing what they need. And she acts like she's too shy to talk, but she's really good at it, at talking to people and finding out what they need.
Let's talk a little bit about your passion behind your work as a counselor. What caused you to go into this line of work?
I want to be able to meet students and people where they're at and find out what the need is and do everything I can to help meet the need, whether that's, you know, an emotional need or whether that's a physical need like being hungry.
Was there anything that happened in your life, a parent that encouraged you, a teacher that encouraged you, that led you into this line of work?
Well, my mom's a teacher, and she's retiring this year and has taught at East Limestone for 25 years. I was a teacher, too, and then, you know, I always had those kids coming to me, and I thought, well, maybe if I knew a little bit more about counseling, I could be able to help them a little bit better than just being a teacher. And it is, it's different, so my mom was definitely an influence.
Cameron, will you come into the conversation for me? So Cameron Williams, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Well, good to be back.
We've done this multiple times now in honor of your mom, and you were able to speak with Channel 48 as well, and you shared your thoughts behind your mom and her giving heart, the things that she did in the community. So just share with listeners a little bit about your mom and the fact that this ties to her message and her heart in a really good way.
This just goes back to that story I've shared before about on one of the last birthdays on 4th of July. She was just so concerned about getting things done for her friends. I pretty much had to call her and tell her, you need to stop and just come eat with us and spend time with me. Just take some time for yourself. She was just always wanting to help.
How does it make you feel when other people support this effort? Say, for example, Johnson Elementary School or Cedar Hill or Tanner or the town of Rogersville or the Athens Limestone Public Library or Doug Green at Green's Dependable or Our Lady in Madison, East Limestone, that has a cabinet at her daycare. Mm-hmm.
It just helps give myself hope that, you know, if we do good, that can influence people to help other people in the future down later on in their life and just see people's needs being met.
And we're going to close out this edition of the Mark White Show coming to you from Cedar Hill Elementary School in Ardmore, Alabama, as I have with me Nona Adams, who is the principal here at the school. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Nona.
Great. Thank you for having me.
So glad to have you. And let's talk about Connie's Cabinet for just a minute and this effort that it will now be taking place in Cedar Hill Elementary School. The kids can participate. People from the community can participate. As we said, it's on the outside. So any time of day when people have a need, it can be satisfied.
Yes, and we're very excited to have this here at Cedar Hill now. We have such a giving and caring community that I do believe that a lot of our people out in the community would be happy to donate items, and it's outside so that people can come and get what they need when they need it, whether the building is open or not. And luckily, we're in a great place that takes care of each other.
And I'd like for you to hit this home as far as families in this community and the needs that are there that maybe sometimes aren't being satisfied, or maybe there's some families out there who struggle that just don't let people know. They quietly struggle.
Yes, and I think that's why this is so important, so that our families can come and get what they need without having to feel shame or worry about that, especially making sure that our kids are taken care of and that they get what they need and no one has to know that they're in need at that time.
How do you see the Cedar Hill Elementary School community getting involved with this?
Well, we have such a great community that loves to take care of each other anyway, and we have a beta club and an advisory committee. We have several teams of students that love to get together and help make donations for those in need, but that way we have a way of taking care of our community and the items that they donate staying local.
And you've seen this community come together before, so you know what they can do. You know what the possibilities are with something like this.
Yes, I think it'll be absolutely amazing, especially with the different tragedies that we've had in our community. The community comes together, they take care of one another, and this will be a way that they can consistently do that without it having to be something tragic.
Nona, what drives you as a principal here at Cedar Hill Elementary School to do what you do?
The love of people, not just the love of kids, but the love of this community. It's a very special place, and our teachers and staff are absolutely amazing and love kids, and we honestly do have the best kids around.
How about people who impacted you in your life that made a difference to get you to where you are today?
Well, I come from a family of teachers who loved their kids more than anything else, and I grew up inside of a school building and then had amazing teachers in the town that I grew up in. And I honestly think that God led me in this direction. I tried going in another direction many years ago, and I kept being led back to this and then led to this community. And I feel that it's God's will, and that's what I do every day.
What would be your message to people who have the means to contribute to Connie's cabinet?
Just to please provide items and keep an eye on the cabinet and an eye on Facebook to know what we are in need of in the cabinet, and just be willing to give to those in this community.
And then for those who are in need.
Yes, and for those in
What's
need.
What's the message to them?
Please come and feel free to get what you need, and especially for your children, and make sure that you don't have to worry about anything that is, you don't have to worry about what you're taking or that anyone would be concerned with that.
Connie Ridgway is no longer here with us. She passed in October 2015, but her legacy continues through an effort like Connie's Cabinet. I have Cameron with me. I have Stanley with me. Austin couldn't be with us today. We miss him at this effort. That's another son of Connie's. But extending the legacy is important in a lot of ways. We donated the bench here, and you know, there are things that we can do that keep people's legacy going. Let's talk about that for just a minute.
Well, first of all, I think it has to be a great honor for the family to have had someone that means so much to so many people, that you have this legacy that can go on in remembrance of that person. So Connie had to be a very special person to have this type of legacy that goes on and spreads out throughout all the different communities. And I think it's very important that we do keep in mind that we are here for each other and that we do take care of one another, because we're all in need at some point.
Absolutely. Nona Adams, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show. Thank you for allowing Connie's Cabinet here at Cedar Hill Elementary School.
Thank you so much.
Folks, we've been coming to you from Cedar Hill Elementary School in Ardmore, Alabama. Come to Connie's Cabinet. You can actually come off the highway, the road. What's the road here?
Gatlin.
Come off of Gatlin Road to the back where the dumpsters are. And this is the lunchroom right here?
Yes, the lunchroom.
Okay. To the back of the parking lot, and you will see Connie's Cabinet before you would go into the lunchroom doors. And you can support this effort. If you need to take, take. If you want to give, give. There are no questions asked. It's 24/7. You can come and get the needs that you have filled, and then people who have the means to support can do that as well. Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and also on Instagram, and you can go ahead and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need, and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.